you think about it, cops and cabbies have a lot in common. They cruise the streets at night, deal with unsavory characters, frequent coffee shops. Now they're teaming up in Denver with a program called Taxis on Patrol. Eyewitness calls from taxi drivers use a bulletin system similar to an Amber Alert, and they have led to hundreds of arrests. Here's Kirk Siegler of member station KUNC.
Okay, now, the last call we had for you.
Some days, it'd be easy to mistake the Metro Taxi Dispatch Center in Northeast Denver for a police station.
They will record the incident here in the Taxis on Patrol logbook.
This is the cab company's communications manager, Larry Stevenson. He says his drivers call in good descriptions and good locations to police.
They're in places at times in which police officers aren't. We have assaults, we have domestic violence being reported, we have hit and runs.
It's a hit and run that's the priority today since a driver has struck and killed a pedestrian across town.
Tonight, a 42-year-old man was trying to cross the street here from that easy pond you see.
TV news crews scrambled to the scene after police sent out an emergency bulletin that shows up on digital highway signs and on the fare screens of hundreds of taxis throughout the city.
As you see in this particular box right here, a message would come up. I'll show you one of our messages.
So today, longtime Denver cab driver Teddy Johnson knows to keep his eyes peeled for a white GMC van with tinted windows.
They said it was going south.
Now, to be clear, Johnson's not law enforcement, but drivers like him have gone through safety training and gotten certified. At first, he was skeptical about putting the bright Taxis on Patrol sticker in his back window.
You know, I had this thing where, you know, hey, you know, I don't want that putting on my cab. You know, there's kind of people in the neighborhoods, you know, they're calling you snitch. Man, you know, I had to get past that point. You know, my heart is good. I look for good and right in life, you know.
Spoiler alert, we don't see the white van, but Johnson has recently reported two incidents, one involving a father and son who got into his cab in the middle of the day.
The father was like 75 years old, can hardly walk, and when he opened up the garage to this condo, all I seen was nothing but Bud Light cases and empty cases of hard alcohol and pizza boxes. And both of these guys came out, couldn't hardly walk, and they were very smelly.
Johnson won an award for notifying police that the men's own health and safety were at risk. Since Taxis on Patrol began, more than 1,000 calls have come in, ranging from serious crimes to humanitarian concerns.
I think it'll make communities safer as a result of this neighborhood watch on wheels, if you will.
Denver Police Commander Tony Lopez says in this era of tight city budgets, partnering with the private sector to keep the streets safer makes sense.
Actually, what it's serving is a force multiplier for us in the delivery of services and public safety.
And because of that, it's hard to find somebody who doesn't speak highly of the program, except maybe criminals. Lopez says he'd like to see Taxis on Patrol expand to UPS drivers and truckers.
We're in Martin Luther King and Holly.
Back in Northeast Denver, as it happens, cabbie Teddy Johnson is just about to pick up a truck driver who needs a ride to get a prescription filled.
We heading to Robert?
Walmart.
Okay. Howdy. Holly World.
Robert Ellis hasn't heard of Taxis on Patrol, but he says he'd be a willing participant.
I see people DUI, or I see anything. Oh, yeah, I call 911 in a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
In a heartbeat.
But for now, just the taxis concept is taking off. Other cities across the country are now certifying cabbies under the program's safety training. It's also being developed abroad in South Africa and Australia. For NPR News, I'm Kirk Siegler in Denver.